Good morning, beloved, and thank you for welcoming me into your homes on this beautiful Wednesday morning as we choose to share this morning to read God's Word together just for a few minutes to get the day started off right. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 52, verses 1 through 12, and today's reading includes a brief account of how around 1,000 years earlier, Israel's ancestors, the family of Jacob and the grandson of Abraham, had gone to live in Egypt. The Israelite people were treated as slaves in Egypt, but the Lord saved them. Centuries later, Assyria defeated the northern kingdom of Israel, and then Babylonia captured the southern kingdom of Judah. But now Jerusalem is summoned to rise up and celebrate God's promise to rescue the people and free them from captivity. And God's saving word for us for this beautiful week together is encouragement. So let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 52, beginning at verse 1. Jerusalem, be strong and great again. The holy city of God, clothe yourself with splendor. The heathen will never enter your gates again. Shake yourself free, Jerusalem. Rise up from the dust and sit on your throne. Undo the chains that bind you, captive people of Zion. The sovereign Lord says to his people, when you became slaves, no money was paid for you. In the same way, nothing will be paid to set you free. When you went to Egypt to live in Egypt as foreigners, you did so of your own free will. Assyria, however, took you away by force and paid nothing for you. And now in Babylonia, the same thing has happened. You are captives, and nothing was paid for you. Those who rule over you boast and brag and constantly show contempt for me. In times to come, you will acknowledge that I am God and that I have spoken to you. How wonderful it is to see a messenger coming across the mountains bringing good news, the news of peace. He announces victory and says to Zion, your God is king. Those who guard the city are shouting together for joy. They can see with their own eyes the return of the Lord to Zion. Break into shouts of joy, you ruins of Jerusalem. The Lord will rescue his city and comfort his people. The Lord will use his holy power, and he will save his people, and all the world will see it. Be sure to leave Babylonia, all you that carry the temple equipment. Touch no forbidden thing. Keep yourselves holy and leave. This time you will not have to leave in a hurry. You will not be trying to escape. The Lord will lead you and protect you on every side. And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 52, verse 10, where the Lord will use his holy power. He will save his people, and all the world will see it. Now, beloved, Israel had to think that their world was coming to an end. Israel is taken into captivity. Then Jerusalem, Judah, Jerusalem was down in Judah. Judah was taken to captivity. Oh, but the walls of Jerusalem have never, been knocked down. The walls have never been breached. Nothing can happen. It'll be safe for us to hide in Jerusalem. But they learned to their dismay that once God's hand of protection had left them, that there was nothing left to protect them from the assaults of the great Babylonian and the Persian empires. So they were taken into captivity. But God is now telling them that this captivity served its purpose, the price has been paid, and now they are not to be comfortable in these foreign countries any longer. It's time to pack up and go back to Israel, where God is waiting to rejoin his people in his covenant relationship with them. Now, unfortunately, History tells us that not everybody went back, that there were so many people that had just gotten so comfortable in living outside and in the world, that when the invitation came to go back to Israel, go back to Jerusalem to build the temple, to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, that many of the Jewish people just said, "No, we kind of like it here," and so they missed out on what could have been a wonderful, wonderful time in the life of Israel. Let's pray. God of power and might, thank you for your faithfulness and for leading me each day and sheltering me with your protecting love. I rejoice and shout for joy and praise you for your good news of salvation and steadfast love. Amen. Well, our time together again has come to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Philippians. We're going to take a leap from the Old Testament into the New and read Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 30, where the Apostle Paul, writing from a jail cell, shares the good news of Christ. Until tomorrow then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.